Let's open with a word of prayer.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we are thankful for the mothers that you've given us for their sacrifice.
主亲爱的天父，我们要为你赐给我们的母亲，我们献上感谢。
Their sacrifice is a beautiful thing to us. It reminds us of your sacrifice.
因为母亲为我们的牺牲是美丽的，就像你为我们牺牲一样。
So we thank you and praise you for them.
我们感谢你也为此。
At the same time, we recognize that Mother's Day for some is a time of grieving.
我们有时候是想在母亲节的时候，也在某些人是一个哀痛。
So we ask that you would comfort them and help us to be gracious towards them.
我们愿你真是能够安慰他们，使他们能够得到安慰。
Help us today as we look at the words that you have said that were recorded.
也帮助我们今天能够思想你的话语。
That we would not close our hearts but open them.
让我们的心不是关的，乃是敞开的。
And Father, whatever I say, that your Son would be high and lifted up.
不论我所讲的，你的圣子能够得到高举。
Amen.
Amen.
So conflict, what a topic for Mother's Day, right?
所以这个冲突，这个在母亲节是一个有很有趣的一个题目。
But it is a real thing, and maybe it is appropriate for Mother's Day.
但是这是一个真实的，或者也是在一个是适当的，在这个母亲节的日子所讲。
Last fall in Pennsylvania, there was a woman and her friend Nicholas Seed, and they were driving on the interstate in two separate cars.
在去年的秋天在宾州有一个女人跟她的男朋友叫做 Nicholas Seed， 他们在这个 highway 上开的不同车子。
As the woman switched lanes, tires squealed in the vehicle behind her. It was driven by Karim and Bobby.
当这个女的在换车道的时候呢，你可以听到那个轮胎那个吱叫的声音。然后她这个在她之后有个女的叫做 Carrie and Bobby.
And he narrowly stopped short of cutting her off and really smashing into her car.
所以她在几乎就是要撞到车子。
In that instant, road rage had been completely unleashed in three separate people driving three separate cars.
在那个时候，这个怒气就发生了。我们可以看见三个人开三种不同的车子。
Karim caught up with the two vehicles, and angry words were exchanged while flying down the interstate.
当这个 Karim 就是很生气，这车子停下来就开始在讲一些粗话就发生了。
The vehicles exited off the interstate on the exit ramp and had a real meeting together.
所以当他们把车子从交流道开出来的时候，他们彼此交换了一些话语。
Thankfully, no one was hurt, but Nicholas Seed's threat to Karim was actually recorded on Karim's 911 call as he's sitting in the car.
很感，就是还好，就是没有人受伤。但是呢，这个 Nicholas Seed 这个男的，这个对这个女的讲一些话呢，被录下来，因为在 Karim 他打给911的时候，把这些话被录下来。
And so the 911 operator heard Nicholas threatening Karim and saying, "I will kill you."
因为911这个操作员听到这个Nicholas 讲说我要杀你。
And Nicholas was confronted with these words after the fact by reporters that were following up.
当这个Nicholas 被那些记者来问说你是不是有讲这个我要杀你这个话的时候
，And Nicholas responded this way.
所以 Nicholas 他的回答是这样子。
Who doesn't threaten to kill someone who tries to wreck into them? I mean, you yell stuff at people, but when you're in chaos, what are you going to do?
他说当你面临这个情形的时候，你谁不会说这些话，尤其是在你在这个这些动乱的时候。
Nicholas expressed something that we all kind of feel, but maybe we're not comfortable expressing on national news or local news.
当在 Nicholas 所说的，我们可能会感觉说，可能是在在这个国家电台里面或者是这个全国的新闻上，可能不太适合。
Stuff happens, and anger happens, and sometimes anger makes us say things that we're going to regret.
所以事情发生，然后这个动怒的事情也是发生。有时候我们为了我们不应该讲的话，我们懊悔。
Just don't hurt anyone.
但是不要伤人。
Is this right? We kind of treat anger like a rabid dog on a leash. Just don't let it bite anyone.
我们有时候把这个动物就好像一个这个被捆绑的一个疯狗一样。
And Jesus has something entirely different to say to us here.
但是耶稣对我们每个人有不同的讲法。
And if I could sum up what he's saying, I think the way that I would sum it up is that because we all live life under God's rule, you must resolve conflict.
我把它总结下来的话，就是说我们所有的人都是啊。生活在这个神的教导下，我们必须要解决这些冲突。
So we have to, before we really get into this passage, we have to understand that in this Sermon on the Mount, this address that Jesus is giving, he's not destroying the commandments that were given. It kind of looks that way, actually, as we read it. But he actually is filling out what those commandments actually mean.
当我们在看这个登山宝训的时候，我们有时候感觉好像这个主耶稣是要把这个这个诫命要把它除掉，但事实上它不是的，它只是把它有一个更美好的一个定义，把它解释出来。
So Jesus is going to give us the proper definition of what it means when we read "You shall not murder."
所以这个耶稣就是给一个更好美好的定义，说当你说你不要谋杀人的时候，它的真正的意义是什么？
Let's look at Matthew 5, 21 and 22 together. I'll just read it in English and you can follow along if you're reading in Chinese.
我们看这个马太福音第五章二十一跟二十二节。
You have heard that it was said to those of old, you shall not murder. Whoever murders will be liable to the judgment. But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. Whoever insults his brother will be liable to the council. Whoever says, you fool, will be liable to the hell of fire. So I think what we see here is that you must resolve conflict because anger, all of anger is sin.
我们在这里我们看到就是说我们必须要解决冲突之间，因为我们知道动怒是一个罪。
So it's clear to us, none of us would disagree that murder should be judged. This is fairly obvious.
我们每个人都认为是理所当然的，因为谋杀人是必须受审判。
But Jesus here is not primarily referring to the death penalty as we think of it, that, okay, murder, and so take him to court, and he gets what he deserves.
但是耶稣在这里不是单单讲说是这个谋杀人应该受到死刑。
But Jesus really in this whole section here is referring to God's judgment. As we get to the end, we read hell of fire. So this is not just the court that he's talking about.
因为主耶稣在这里讲就是说因为谋杀的结果事实上是要到这个火湖里面，所以他这里不是单单讲，只是谈死刑的事情。
So we have here the truth that yes, God will judge murder, but God also will judge anger.
所以我们知道这个是一个事实，就是说杀人会被审判，但事实上耶稣这里我们也他有提到，就是说你动怒也是会受到审判。
So we can't ever have anger against someone. That's sin.
所以我们不应该有这个对人有动怒的事情，因为这是一个罪。
And I think our immediate reaction to this is to want rules. We want something specific, not so general.
一般我们的首先反应就是说，我们需要一个规条来定义这些是这个动怒是什么事情。
We want to know when it's okay to be angry. Maybe, you know, if I don't know the person, I'm just driving and they cut me off and I got mad at them, I'm never going to see him again.
所以我们有时候就想说，什么时候是应该是可以动怒？譬如说，我们在那个高速公路上有人车子插进来，是不是我们可以对外动怒？因为我以后跟他不会有见面的机会。
I mean, surely anger is okay as long as I don't like lose my cool and blow up.
有时候就想说动怒是可以，假如我能够维持我的理智的话。
And what if I don't actually say anything hurtful? I just think it.
或者是我只是不要做出来，只是脑子里面在想。
And so what's so beautiful about this is that Jesus is not in the business of setting up rules for us to follow.
但是在这里我们可以看出来，主耶稣在这里不是要设这些规条。
He takes aim directly at our hearts.
他直接是对我们心里讲话。
So if you are angry at any person, you stand convicted before the Almighty Judge.
因为当你对任何人动怒的话，你在神面前会受到审判。
But Jesus doesn't stop at angry thoughts; he fills it out a little bit.
所以那个主耶稣不单单只讲这个动怒的这个念头。
I think he anticipates and knows our tendency to excuse our anger.
所以我们他在这里也谈到，就是说我们常有借口，说我们动怒 的借口。
So he talks to us about what it looks like when anger is expressed.
所以他这里来讲，来阐述说，当动怒，他的表现表达是什么。
And so what we encounter are two words that we are not familiar with, raka and fool, and I think it says something similar to that in the Chinese translation.
所以在这里面，这个啊，我们中文里面这个他讲到两个字，一个 raka 跟 fool， 我们这中文翻译成是拉加跟魔力。
And so you have commentators who debate about exactly what this means. Maybe it's a moral attack. Maybe it's an attack against someone's intellectual abilities, calling them stupid.
所以在解经家有时候对这两个字有不同的看法。有人说是在一个道德上的呢，或者是有的是在这个行为上面的。
But I think it's not hard for any of us to imagine what this is actually saying, right? We all have and know words that are used to slander and hurt people.
但对我们每个人讲，我们都应该很清楚的明白，因为我们有时候常用这些不好的话语来对别人讲话。
We've done this since we were five, right? We just use different words now.
我们在五岁的时候就已经做这事情，因为我们只是用不同的字眼来描述。
And Jesus says that any time we lash out with angry words, we're guilty before God.
因为这个在耶稣这里讲说，每一次当我们把这个动怒的话语讲出来的话，我们就是在神面前就是有罪的。
The year before my wife and I were married, we lived 45 minutes apart.
当 Rich 跟他太太结婚之前，他们分开的地方是大概有45 mile.
And whenever I wasn't at work or at school or college, I was at her family's house hanging out with her.
只要他那时候就是除了上学之外，他大部分就是跟那个他太太那个在他的房，在那个父母的屋子。
And the hours just flew by. I mean, you can imagine there never was enough time to be over there at her house.
时间过得很快，所以你可以想象说，这个好像他个人觉得时间非常的短。
And it seemed like I could never get out of the place before 11 o'clock at night.
所以好像他几乎都要每天晚上要待到11点钟以后才能够离开。
So my drive was from Greenville, South Carolina, in the big city, to Pumpkin Town, South Carolina. It's a real place, I promise. That's where I lived.
所以他从这个Greenville 那个地方到他住的地方叫做这个 Pumpkin Town， 就是南瓜镇。
And it was usually a very quiet ride.
非常这个就是在这路上都是非常安静的。
It was rare that I saw another car on the road.
平常我很少看得到有其他的车子在这条路上。
I was usually tired, ready to get home, and the monotony of the drive really didn't help things.
所以每次的时候开车都要觉得很累。
There was one particular stretch of road I remember very clearly that always tested my patience.
但是在这段路里面，特别有一段是常来测试我的耐心。
It was a stretch of road, four lanes, that went on for several miles, and the speed limit was 35.
因为这个是一个四线道的路，而且但是呢，你只能开35里。
So, you know, nobody's on this road. It's be fine. I'm just going to go 45. I just need to get home.
我们在想，心里在想说，没有人啊，所以我可能就是开45里。
But there was someone on the road.
在那一个晚上，有人在路上。
He worked for the state.
他是这个为州政府做事。
And judgment came in the form of an $80 ticket.
所以这个审判下来就是有他必须要缴有80块钱的罚。
So that night, you know, I was foolish enough to believe that my actions wouldn't result in consequences.
所以那个晚上我觉得很愚蠢，因为我认为说我的行动不会产生有任何的后果。
And much more seriously, we tend to treat anger in the same way that we don't realize that we live our lives in the presence of a holy God who judges sinful anger.
所以但是说我们很常常就是不认为说在这个我们目前在这个神圣的神的管理下面，我们过这一般的生活。
So this week you may know there's someone at your workplace and you're collaborating with them on a project and the project needs to be done by the end of the week.
这个礼拜有时候你会想说你在工作上有跟别人一起有分工合作。
But you also know this person, and this person is a slacker and a very good one at that. They know just how to do the minimal effort and get by and get away from the boss.
在你的工作里面，刚好你碰到有一个人，他是非常的懒惰，他刚好能够知道怎么用那个恰当的方式能够得到他的目的。
So you already know this week that you're going to be doing most of the work, and your boss is going to be oblivious.
所以你知道这个礼拜你必须要把工作做完，而且你的老板是非常精挑细选。
You know you'll be tempted to be angry with him, maybe even tempted to seek revenge.
你有时候会对这另外一个同事有动怒，甚至你有时候有心头也讲说要怎么样报复他。
You think to yourself, maybe I'll expose him.And his laziness will be laid open before everyone. Everyone will see how lazy he actually is.
你心里在想说，我要用什么方式让这个老板能够看出我这个同事他的懒惰的情形。
Maybe this week you'll be at the grocery store and you'll have your stroller there and the crying baby, and someone will just cut right in front of you in line.
或者是你在这个超级市场，你在推车的时候刚好有听到这些那个婴孩在叫，甚至有人在插队。
Sometimes it's something small, maybe something you brought to small group, somebody didn't like, and you overheard it, and you're angry with them.
有些我们谈到是一件小的事情，譬如说你在小组里面，你带的食物其他人不太喜欢。
It doesn't feel like a bad thing to be angry.
有时候我们想说这个好像没什么坏事，我动怒的话。
You might even think that you deserve to be angry.
我有时候是你应该想说，哎，我是应该要生气的。
Jesus says this is not true.
但是耶稣说。
You don't deserve to be angry in the same way that you don't deserve to have the authority to kill.
因为你不应该，你是不应该动怒，就像你是不应该杀人一样。
Both actions and attitudes are sin before a holy God.
因为他的行动跟态度在神的面前是有罪的。
So Jesus really, he warns us very upfront about this judgment if we persist in our anger. But Jesus also wants us to know that you must resolve conflict because God desires obedience more than sacrifice.
所以耶稣在这里一再的强调，就是说，当我们在的动怒的时候，我们会受到审判。所以他在这里，他要让我们知道说，我们必须在遵守神在神的诫命之前呢，我们必须要把冲突能够要解决掉。
Let's look at Matthew 5 again and see what Jesus says in the rest of this passage, verses 23 through 26.
我们再看马太福音这个第五章从第23节到26节，他耶稣怎么讲。
So, if you're offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First, be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift.Come to terms quickly with your accuser while you are going with him to court, lest your accuser hand you over to the judge, and the judge to the guard, and you be put in prison. Truly, I say to you, you will never get out until you have paid the last penny. See, we have to resolve conflict because you can't worship God and refuse to obey him at the same time.
我们必须要把这个解决的冲突，因为你不能同时在从在敬拜神，同时跟弟兄有这个还有冲突。
So anger causes conflict and division among people, and so Jesus is moving from our own anger to the broad anyone's anger. Anytime there's conflict between anyone.
所以我们知道这个动怒呢会造成冲突，也它的结果甚至能够造成彼此之间的分裂。所以那个耶稣告诉我们，就是说他给我们这些一些指示，在这个在神的指明下。
Isn't it curious that Jesus says, if your brother has something against you? Well, wait a second, I thought this was about me being angry. If he has something against me, then he's angry with me.
所以我在这里讲，我们讲说，耶稣说，假如弟兄对你有动怒，哎，好像是因为在这里是提示我对那个人生气。那现在他提到说，假如有弟兄对我生气的话
，You might not be angry at all, but if you know someone is angry with you, you need to reconcile that relationship.
你可能是没有生气，但是假如有弟兄对你有冲突的话，你必须要解决。
Any anger on any side of the relationship causes division. It's our responsibility to work at repairing that division.
因为我们知道这个动怒会在关系上会造成分裂，所以是我们的责任。我们必须要将这个冲突能够解决。
We have to realize that it's so important that Jesus places it in a higher priority than our worship.
所以我们知道这个耶稣把这个看成是一个很重要的事情，所以我们必须要把这个冲突解决，所以在这个敬拜神之前。
So I think this obviously leaves us with some questions about this.
所以给我们 因为这些事情就给了我们一些问题，我们必须要解决。
How am I responsible for someone's actions and attitudes toward me? What if they don't even listen to me? Can I never come and worship God again if they don't listen to me?
那我对我自己来讲，我要怎么做？假如有人啊对我们的冲突，他不愿意啊到我面前来，那我是不是应该要啊就不要到教会来避免跟他见面呢？
I think first we see that Jesus wants us to be peacemakers.
我们首先我们看到那个耶稣要我们是一个一个这个和睦的人。
Obviously, we can't make someone restore their friendship with us. We can't do that.
因为我们知道，我们没办法使别人来恢复我们之间的关系。
But what Jesus is saying is that citizens of the kingdom of God don't leave conflict or division alone.
但是耶稣告诉我们，这是在神国的人神国的子民，我们必须把这个冲突解决。
We don't have the luxury of saying, well, that's their problem if they want to be mad at me. They're just hurting themselves.
我们没有那个荣幸说这个他们生气是他们的事情。
No, Jesus places the responsibility on us.
因为耶稣把责任放在我们身上。
And of course, our natural response to this is to object to it. It doesn't seem right.
因为我们自然的倾向就是说，哎，这不是我的责任，所以我们会拒绝做这个事情。
We think, surely Jesus doesn't mean that. You know, I'm not a good enough Christian for that. I don't know if he calls me to that.
So, 有时候我们的借口是说啊，我基督徒还做不到那个地步，我不想做这个事情。
And yes, it does go against everything that the world says.
是的，这个话好像就是跟耶稣所讲话，好像跟世界上所讲的是一个完全相反的事。
But I submit to you that that's what's so beautiful about it.
但是这个也就是在神的话语上的这么美妙的地方。
God is changing people to be peacemakers for His glory.
因为神就是使人成为和睦的人，因为这为了是他荣耀的关系。
We really shouldn't be surprised at this either, because if we look earlier in the chapter in verse 9, we see Jesus says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God."
因为我们不应该感到惊奇，因为在这个第九节里面，耶稣自己讲到说，使人和睦的人有福了，因为他们必称为神的儿子。
But Jesus also wants us to resolve this conflict as soon as possible, not to wait.
所以，同时呢，耶稣要我们能够和解这事情，尽快的和解这件事情。
So what about the timing of all this? Is Jesus really mean what he says? Should you get up out of your seat now and reconcile with people? We'll just stop preaching and dismiss the service now.
那在时间上那是怎么样呢？是不是我们现在马上要站起来，就是跟你有冲突的这些弟兄姐妹们马上解决呢？
I think the difference between the example Jesus gives and our current situation is that then, if a person left his gift at the altar, he's not interrupting or disturbing a service that's going on. It's his act.
当时的情形跟现在情形有不一样，因为在这个经上所记载，就是说当人在预备奉献的时候，他跟其他弟兄有冲突的时候，他把的献祭品就摆在那边，他人就离开。
It's not a worship service like we have.
跟我们现在这个崇拜的不一样。
I think the point here, though, we can miss this point, is that Jesus does not want us to wait.
事实上，我们就从这里面怎么得到一个点要点，就是说，耶稣不要我们等候。
We should make time to resolve the conflict that we have.
我们必须花时间来解决我们跟弟兄姐妹之间的冲突。
So Jesus uses this example of someone worshiping and says, "Look, your reconciling with someone else is more important even than your worship."
所以耶稣借这个例子就是说，当你跟弟兄姐妹。这个和解这个冲突的事情比你在奉献的时候还要重要。
And then in this passage, Jesus uses the idea of a legal disagreement to explain the same idea that we shouldn't wait to reconcile with people.
同时呢，这个耶稣也借这个例子在个法律上面的观点来强调这个和解的重要性。
So I just finished reading the biography of Steve Jobs by Walter Isaacson.
所以他刚刚这个念这个Steve Jobs 的这个个人生平的事情。
So it's an understatement to say that Steve Jobs was passionate about his products. He loved them.
所以可以说是这个Steve Jobs 对他的产品是非常喜爱的。
He felt that his products left a mark on the world, and they did.
他觉得他的产品在这个世界上是有他的地位。
So he was very, very angry when Google blatantly copied some of his ideas.
所以他非常生气，当这个谷歌抄袭他的一些观念。
He went on record saying that he would spend every last penny that Apple had to pursue litigation against Google.
所以他就是他自己阐述说，他愿意花掉所有的时间，就是为了在法庭上跟谷歌那个辩论这个事情。
So far, this is of January, Apple has spent over $100 million in litigation fees.
所以到今年1月为止的话，这个苹果已经花了1亿美金在这个法律诉讼上面。And
they're nowhere near coming to a decision.
但是到目前为止，我们还没看到任何的结论。And
I think this illustrates very, very well what Jesus is saying here.
所以在这里就是跟耶稣所讲的是非常非常清楚的表明。
When we have conflict with someone, we can be very stubborn. We say, I can never talk to them. Look what they did.
当我们跟别人有冲突的时候，我们脑子里面讲说，我是不会跟他有和解的。你看他怎么样对我。
We always feel justified in being angry with someone, right?
因为我们在对别人生气的时候，我们认为是我们有正当的理由。
But this is foolish. We're willfully holding on to sin in our own lives.
但是这是愚蠢的，因为我们在里面，我们是把罪恶这个拥抱在我们的身上。
This keeps us from proper worship of God, and if we persist in unrepentant sin, God will not withhold His judgment until we have paid the last penny of our debt.
这同时呢，也阻止我们能够有正常的心来到神面前，来崇拜他。
You see, in the end, it's not us versus whoever's mad at us or whoever we're mad at, but it's really us versus God.
因为最后的结果我们看出来，不是说我们跟别人，事实上是我们跟神。
If we refuse to repent of our sin, if we refuse to reconcile with people, we're in a courtroom disagreement with God Himself.
假如我们拒绝跟别人和好，或者是我们拒绝和解冲突的话，事实上我们就是跟耶稣在法庭上面这个辩论。
The bad news is that He's the judge, and we're bankrupt.
很不幸的，因为耶稣是法官，我们乃是这个被审判的。
We can't atone for our sins, right?
我们没办法来赎罪。The
good news is that God offers mercy to those who confess and forsake their sin.
因为神是怜悯我们的，所以他愿意只要我们认罪的话。
Proverbs 28:13 says, "Whoever conceals his transgressions will not prosper, but he who confesses and forsakes them will find mercy."
因为箴言28:13说，遮掩自己罪过的必不亨通，承认离弃罪过的必蒙免连续。
So as you sit here in your chair, can you think of someone that you have unresolved conflict with?
当你坐在椅子上，你想想看有没有你跟弟兄姐妹有冲突还没解决的。
Maybe this summer you're going to get to see some of your family.
或者是在这个暑假，你会跟你其他的家人见面。
Maybe it'll be difficult. It could be there's some long-standing hurt there between you and a member of your family.
所以有时候会感到困难，是因为当你跟家人因为距离的关系。
Every time you get together, you just try to live happily together for a week and then kind of ignore this topic.
因为当你们聚在一起的时候，你们就是尽量避免这个你们冲突之间这个话题。
Maybe it's something just kind of mundane, like your elderly neighbor gets mad when your kids throw their ball in his yard, and you know, there's always this kind of feud between you guys.
或者是譬如说像你们隔壁一个年老的邻居，因为你小孩的球总是在对方的草地上面。
And you've never resolved the conflict.
你跟他，你从来没有把这个冲突解决。
It could be that you realize that your worship today didn't come out of a loving heart towards God because you've got unresolved anger towards someone else.
或者是你自己会感受到说，今天你在崇拜里面，你没有你的爱，你的心不在那边，因为你跟其他的弟兄姐妹还是有冲突的。Don't
let your sinful anger prohibit you from worshiping God.
不要让这个有罪的这个生气动怒来阻止你能够敬拜神。Jesus
died to restore our relationship to God and to others.
因为耶稣为我们死，为的是要使我们跟神能够恢复关系，跟其他的。
In June of 2010, my wife and I received a phone call, and it was from her dermatologist.
因为在2010年的六月啊，我太太跟我从这个皮肤科医生里面呢接到一个电话。
They found melanoma on a skin imperfection.
他们发现这个有那个皮肤上的一个癌。
My wife, a beautiful red-headed Florida girl, had spent much of her childhood in the sun.
因为我太太是一个红头发佛罗里达州的女孩，她在小的时候，大部分的时间是在这个太阳下。
Because of this, out of the 300 cases of melanoma reported to her dermatologist that year, she was the only one under the age of 30.
因为在那个这个他那个皮肤科医生里面所记载，在那一年里面有300个这个例子里面，她是唯一的最年轻是在30岁以下得到这个皮肤癌。
She actually made a billboard that advertised for their practice. You know, she was the only one.Under 30, so you know, catch it while you're young, kind of thing.
So this 个皮肤医生甚至做一个版的这个广告，说这个你年轻的时候就要赶快这个治疗你的注重你的皮肤保养，因为用那个 Rich 的太太做这个例子。
So surgery was scheduled for that week.
所以这个手术马上就是在那个礼拜就安排好了。
And although that week and the nights were unsettling, the surgery went well, and the cancer was completely removed.
虽然在这个在不安的情况下，但是呢，这个手术很成功，这个癌细胞已经被拿出掉。
So she continues to go back to the dermatologist and has been like once a month or so.
所以她几乎每个月都要回到这个皮肤科医生那边去做检查。
And so if the dermatologist tells us, hey, there's a little spot, I think maybe there might be something here, we don't say, oh, don't worry about it.
所以当这个皮肤医生讲说，哦，这边有可能有一个小黑点，怎么样？对我们来讲说，我们就不会说很轻易说啊，那没什么事情，我们就把它忽视掉。
She hasn't removed. So in the same way, Jesus has informed us that there's cancer in our hearts.
所以同样的那个耶稣也跟我们讲说，在我们心里面我们是有一个癌细胞存在。
There's this tendency towards sinful anger.
因为我们有这个对动怒的这个倾向。
And although we really would like to think otherwise, sinful anger can't be overlooked. God will not pass over it.
我们常常是轻忽这个动怒，但是神对这个事情是非常重视的。
Jesus made this very clear by warning of the judgment of God and the damaging effects of anger.
因为也主耶稣在这里来已经警告我们说，这个动怒所造成的结果是怎么样子。
But as we close, I don't want to just leave you with God's judgment. God's judgment is true, and He will judge any instance of anger.
但是在最后，我不愿意说，只是留给你说这个神的审判是怎么样。虽然它是很重要，但是有另外事情要提醒大家。
But I'd like for us to turn to Hebrews 4.
那我们也需要你能够翻到希伯来书第四章。
And this is a really precious and great promise that we have as believers when we come to God.
因为这个是这个神啊，对所有信徒们一个很大的一个承诺，信实。
I'll read chapter 4 and verse 15 and 16, and can all follow along together.
希伯来书第四章14节、15节。
We do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. So what we see here is that Jesus was the perfect example of someone who lived a life without anger.
在这里我们看出这个主耶稣是一个给我们一个很好的榜样，因为是他的一生当中他从来没有动怒。
In fact, if we think about our own relationship with him, we know that in the past we were enemies of God. We rejected his rule.
当我们看的时候，有没有想到以前的时候我们是神的敌人，是主耶稣的敌人。
And so here we were. There was us, and there was God, and there was conflict. And whose fault was it? It was our fault.
所以我们看到就是说我们在这边，神在这边，在中间是什么？是我们的冲突。
And yet Jesus looked on us not having done anything to make this conflict, and he came down to earth to die for us.
那我们看到主耶稣并不是来制造那个这个冲突的事情，他反而是降世到地上。
He made the first move to resolve conflict when he didn't have to.
他采取首先行动来解决这个冲突。
And so we look to him, and we follow him. We follow his example of resolving conflict, even when it's not our fault.
所以我们仰望他，我们追随他，来按照他的样式来做。
And when our heart condemns us and tells us that we don't want to, that we failed before, we can look to Jesus and find mercy and find grace.
所以当有时候我们心里感到说我不愿意这样做，我没办法做，但是我们应该转头来仰望神，说他为了我们做了这些榜样。
So come to the throne, cast yourself on Jesus, confess your sin, and restore those relationships that are broken.
所以我们应该来到神的宝座面前，来认罪，要求神来解决我们跟神和好。
Let's pray.
那我们一起祷告。
Father, your definition of the command here is difficult for us.
主，你的这个诫命在我们面前来讲是很困难的。
If we were left to ourselves, we would never live up to this.
当我们只要按照我们的话，我们是没办法做到的。
But you have changed us, if we're believers.
假如我们相信你，你会改变我们。
So we ask that you would help us to cast ourselves at your feet, to confess our sins, to find mercy, and to find grace to help us to do the right thing.
所以我们请你正式帮助我们，好让我们能匍匐在你的脚下，能够赐给我们怜悯，赐给我们平安。And
we ask that we would do this all for your glory, all because we delight in loving and following you.
让我们做这，为的是要荣耀你，因为我们喜爱你，我们愿意跟随你。
We ask these things in your son's name.
我们这样祷告，还是奉主名求。
Amen. Amen.